Thankfulness, that's the theme of Thanksgiving today. Thankfulness is one of the greatest, yet one of the least understood gifts God has given to his people. 2 days ago, we observed or celebrated the national holiday in the United States called Thanksgiving. How many of us got together with family? Right. It's an awesome thing, isn't it? Well, unless we are thankful to some degree or another, we cannot be happy. Can you think about being unthankful and being happy? No, you can't be happy. Being happy is one of the smallest blessings. One of the smallest blessings can make all the difference in a person's attitude and outlook on life. Is this to say that everything is rosy without ups and downs? Well, of course not. That's life. You know, we have ups and downs. But when we find a place for thanksgiving in our life, it makes for a calming effect that helps carry us through the difficult times. We can be thankful for those little times. You can have a difficult day, but you're thankful that you woke up that morning and got both your feet on the floor. You know, you're able to walk. And ask you a simple question. Have you thanked anybody today for anything that they've done or said? Has anybody thanked you today? Just think about it for just a few seconds. Doesn't it make us as individuals feel much better and more connected to one another when we feel someone else cares enough to acknowledge us? I've known people that one time they'll acknowledge you, the next time they'll walk right by you like they never even seen you. What's on their mind, you know? Are they not thankful for something, or were you not thankful enough to say hi to them anyway? This may seem like a trivial thing in many ways, but it's not. Let's look at a few examples of someone opening a door for you or me when we show up and you got your hands full. Briefcase in one hand, an umbrella in the other, and they open the door for you. How about you ladies? Most of the time, if you can do it, you can possibly work it in. You'll get the husband to carry the casserole in. But you get there and somebody opens the door for you because you've got to hold it with both hands. You're thankful for that. Another scenario. How many of you went out shopping on Black Friday? Oh, I'm glad to see that, because it was a Black Friday, you know. Or any place else, you go in a parking lot, they're coming from a side street, and you're wanting to get out on the road. And you think, oh, man, I knew I should have went that other way. I could have got out. And somebody knows they just can't get out, so they're going to stop, and they let you out so you can go. Are you thankful for that? You better believe you are. But these are just a couple examples of how we can be thankful for the small things in life. On the other hand, those who are helping someone else should all be thankful for the opportunity that they had to help somebody. Also, serving someone else, we have the opportunity or the possibility of getting to know that person better. Let's strike up a new friendship. This doesn't always happen the way we'd like it to. The first time I ever met my wife's mother, as an example, love her, you know. This is before I became widowed and then married her daughter. Actually, the first Sabbath I was here in Northwest Arkansas. She came in, she was getting out of the car, and she had a little suitcase thing she pulled with her, you know. She had her Bible and her notebook and who knows what else in there, you know. Could have been a kitchen sink, I don't know. So I asked her if I could help her, and she was very, very firm about it, letting me know that she didn't need my help. She could do it herself. Well, I was a little bit taken back, because where I came from, we had a church of like 300 people. Yeah, you can help anybody that came along. Well, that particular day, there was 12 of us, including my wife and I, my late wife and I. So I was a little bit taken back, but then I realized she'd never met me or seen me before. She had no idea who I was. We're meeting in a strange place, and this guy's coming up. He doesn't know. She's like, maybe I'm going to rip off her little suitcase, you know. But we quickly after that became friends. Yet be thankful of the times we have to strike up conversations with someone we haven't met yet. Well, the title for today's message is Come Ye Thankful People, Come. We all have a reason to be thankful in one way or another. We have our down times, yes. You can find many more examples in Scripture of those who were thankful and those who were not. I want to mention a passage today showing some men who were thankful and one who was not, and what the results were. If you would please turn with me to Matthew 25. I hear a new convert back there. It's good to hear that. Well, let's begin in verse 14. I'm going to read it out of my notes because I can read them. They're not that small. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. He was giving them something. He was thankful to them, but he was giving them something to work with. And to one he gave 5 talents. And to another he gave 2 talents. And to another 1. Each according to their ability to prosper from it. Then immediately he went on a journey. Then he who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. This one was thankful for what he had been given. Likewise, the one who received 2 gained 2 more. But he who received 1 talent dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. He wasn't thankful. He didn't do anything with it. Well, after a long time, and we don't know what a long time means here particularly, but after a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had 5 talents came and brought 5 more talents. Here's 10 talents. Saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents. Besides those. And his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful or thankful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also, who had received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, look, you delivered me 2 talents. I have gained 2 more talents. And his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he, the one who received the 1 talent, came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. I was afraid. And I went and hid your talent in the ground. Look. This is a key point. Look. There. You have what is yours. He didn't even have the respect to say, I'll go get it for you and bring it to you. Even though I didn't do anything with it, I'll go get it for you. No, he said, look, it's there. You go get it, pretty much. But his Lord said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers. And at my coming, I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him that had 10 talents. Because he knew he would do something with it. He appreciated it. He was thankful. For everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he does have will be taken away. There have been times in my life I was not thankful for things and lost it by making bad choices or decisions in life. Making the right choices comes with maturity. We're not born thankful. We have to learn about that. What does this word thankful mean? Well, from Random House College Dictionary, thankful, feeling or expressing gratitude or appreciation. It's that simple. For what you have or the blessings of being able to serve others. Well, in this age of man, people are becoming less and less thankful in all things, and it'll only get worse. Turn with me, if you would, please, to 2 Timothy 3. It's only get worse as the closer the end of this age comes. We're going to begin in verse 1. All right. Second Timothy. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful. Right there, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, and being forgiving is being thankful in itself, slanderers without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God. And having a form of godliness, but denying his power. And from such people, turn away. Reading through this passage, you will not notice any thankfulness at all. And total disregard for others, especially for God. Also remember, this was written. We won't turn about, you're already in there, that chapter. Go on down to verses 16 and 17. This is written for us. It says, verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And why? That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Remember, we're getting close we just celebrated our Thanksgiving. I was going to give this a couple weeks ago. But what things are we thankful for? We should count our blessings small and great. The ones we receive from others, especially from God. Such things as God being our God, calling us to a great work. Being born. How many abortions are there today? They're not born. They'll have their time someday. But it's sad. But living in this country where we have the freedom, at least for the time being, to worship God and live as he would desire us to live, with minimal persecution, to, as a plaque in the front here says, preach the gospel and prepare a people for the kingdom of God. As we go through our daily lives this next few weeks, months, years, or whatever, let's think about the things, large and small, we can or should be thankful for. Some things we have to think about a little bit. Some things we're not thankful things. Things just we take as granted. Life is not granted. Be thankful for our food we have on the table, for our families, for our jobs, for our friends, for our health, and just for the air we breathe. Remember, by being thankful for what we have or the opportunities we have, or by being unthankful for what we have or the opportunities we have, we could possibly lose it all. Yes, Come, ye thankful people, come. Please turn with me to one final scripture, to Psalms 100. We're going to read that whole psalm when I find it. And there it is, right where I put it. It's called a Psalm of Thanksgiving. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.